thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
The most common compliment paid to Marshall Ivory was listing him in the roll call of the Texas Tenors, an honorary club of husky tone, large lung saxophonists like Illinois Jacquette, David Fathead Newman, and Dewey Redman, who learned how to be heard in raucous roadhouses long before they got to perform in stately venues like Carnegie Hall. But Ivory, the 69-year-old Ennis native who died on October 30th after coming down with pneumonia, contributed much more to Texas jazz history than just a big sound. As an underrated patriarch, he connected the dots between the romping swing of Buster Smith and the pioneering bebop of Charlie Christian, the free expression of Ornette Coleman, and the innovative modernism of Roy Hargrove. As a musician, he was the favorite sideman of late Miles Davis pianist Red Garland, the free agent that the legendary Art Blakey desperately tried to recruit for his jazz messengers, and the guy Wynton Marsalis always invited to either sit in or jam after hours whenever he came through town. Rather than flee to the coast, Ivory stayed in Dallas to take care of his family. His name was a fixture on the Salmon Center for the Arts and Dallas Museum of Arts jazz programs, and his weekly bookings at Turilli's on Greenville Avenue served as a live jazz harbor for almost 15 years. He often had to compete with the clatter of forks and the chatter of diners, but if he'd rather have been playing the Village Vanguard instead of an upscale Italian restaurant, you never would have known it by his attitude. Aside from the occasional raised eyebrow when the fettuccine received louder accolades than his solos, Ivory played with a fiery focus and cool confidence that embraced both the gently swinging and harder bopping sides of jazz. His warm, soulful sound was bluesy but never blustery. Even when channeling John Coltrane, his improvisations would deftly wander around the melodies, but always find their way back home. Inspired after hearing Charlie Parker on the radio, Ivory traded the trumpet for the sax in junior high school. After a stint in the Army, he anchored jazz and funk house bands at such local clubs as The Lark on Grand Avenue, The Recovery Room on Cedar Springs, and the Old Central Forest Club on Martin Luther King Boulevard, which has recently been revived by Erykah Badu as the Black Forest Theater. In 1994, at age 56, Ivory finally got a chance to record an album under his own name. Marshall's Mode, featuring Coltrane pianist Cedar Walton, was the maiden release for Dallas-based Leading House Records. It paved the way for two more Ivory albums, as well as the debuts by Duke Ellington Orchestra saxophonist Shelley Carroll, Arts Magnet graduate Fred Sanders, and drummer Earl Harvin, all of which elevated the international visibility of the Dallas jazz scene. If you're looking for Ivory's music today, you'll have to scour the web and the local used CD stores. His three Leading House albums are out of print, and iTunes sells just one 99-cent track, Trippin', an outtake from a 1970 Funk Festival CD recorded at the Central Forest Club. To search for it, you have to misspell his name like the soap. It's not exactly the way a jazz icon should be remembered, but then Marshall Ivory's brilliant legacy will never be forgotten.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.